Next item, public hearing request to incorporate April emergency amendments that establish warm water shellfish harvest regulation restrictions to promote public health as permanent part of Regulation 4BAC 272010 at sequence.
Good afternoon. I'll be very brief. The amendment, this is an important issue, but we covered it last time. We implemented warm weather harvesting regulations for oysters to protect from Vibrio. They went into effect May 15th. The permanent regulation we're talking about now, the date will come back around to May 1st. We allow that extra 15 days for people to get ready. Generally, the industry has been very responsive to these changes and have been working very hard to do what they need to do to be able to harvest oysters in the warm weather. But just let me call your attention to a couple of little tweaks that we did in the regulation. You have a blue copy in there now. We just made a few minor changes. And we're talking about the Section 105. In A, you can't have your pets when you do any sort of oyster harvesting. We originally had market oyster harvesting in now, but can't have your pet on board with any oyster harvesting. Also made it so that it'd be unlawful for you to leave the dock before an hour before sunrise to do any oyster harvesting, not just market oyster harvesting. And really, that's been the one, if there's been any discussion about any of the items in the new regulation, that's been the one where the most discussion has been, and that's the fact that allowing harvest to start an hour before sunrise. So. Okay.
Any questions of Dr. Wesson?
Yes.
Go ahead. Mr. Bowden.
Jim, I've had quite a few people approach me, want to know what the regulation is. So I guess a lot of people who have aquaculture license has not received anything. And then I have other people approach me and say they've not received any mandatory reporting stuff so they could report them. You know, I'm giving you what people tell me now, whether it's 100% accurate, I can't tell you.
Well, there was a delay in the mandatory reporting reports going out, but I think most of them have gone out.
Because
if not, they can call in and get those.
The fellow that I grow oysters with only knows because I told him.
Right. Well,
he's the one that has aquaculture license. He has received nothing.
I mean, if he calls in, we'll send them right out to him.
I mean, you know, people need to know that they have to call in. People may not be aware that the regulations change. Not everybody reads the newspaper. I mean, you know, I'm going to make everybody I can aware of it. Don't get me wrong, and I do that. But you have people that don't have access to someone that has this knowledge, so they don't, you know, if you don't know you need something, you'll never look for it. So I think it'd be prudent to make sure that everybody that has aquaculture license or has harvested within the last year will get a copy of the regulation. And hopefully in a simplified form, because remember, we are simple people, with the exception of Kelly Place. He's got a very big vocabulary. He's beyond simple.
Yeah. Further comment? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jim, one question. I've heard some concerns from those in industry that allowing the boats to work an hour before sunrise may create some law enforcement concerns. Are you satisfied with the way the regulation is written
now? Well, we clarified it so you can't leave the dock until 1 hour before sunrise. And that regulation has actually been on the books for a number of years for, like, Tangier Sound and for some of the harvesting in the summertime for, like, the Northern Neck for private grounds for dredging. So it's not a new regulation, but I think it's been highlighted to people's attention. And I think they didn't even really know it was there already. But it's generally, if you leave an hour before, you got some travel time, and within a half hour, certainly of sunrise, you can see pretty well. So.
Okay. Can you update us as we go forward on any, if there are any significant violations that are found during the near future?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Any other questions? It's a public hearing. The matter is before the public. Any comments? The public. Yes, sir. almost long as me, Robbie. Mr. Johnson, good to have you here, sir.
Good to see you. Did you get sworn in? Is everything?
No, sir. Ready to roll.
All right. My name's Robert Johnson. I live in Suffolk, Virginia. I've been an oysterman for about 30 years now. I either lease or have control of a lease of about 2,500 acres of oyster ground. My concern is one that I spoke to Mr. Robbins about, I spoke to the commissioner about. It is about being allowed to work before sunrise. I have many concerns about the warm water issue. Originally, when it was put before the commission in the fall, it was a 10 o'clock stop work, 2 hours to get into refrigeration. That is difficult to deal with, but having the current regulation, if I understand it correctly, you have to have your product refrigerated by 10 o'clock. Now, to do that, you can work till about 8:30, depending on how far you have to run, how many boats are putting out at the dock, which any of you gentlemen who are businessmen, if somebody cuts your day off at 8:30 and cuts your money off correspondingly, your lifestyle would change significantly. So I don't understand why we went from the 10 o'clock cutoff and 12 o'clock refrigeration to the 10 o'clock refrigeration.
Jim, you want to respond to that?
Yes. Well, we put it in the fall. Was basically, we said at that time that was a placeholder that Rob Whitman had called our attention when we were doing the fall regulations that we needed to do something for the summer. And when we did the seasons, we went ahead and put that in just to remind us basically to come back to this issue before May, because it was his first off the top of his head where he thought we should be, but he knew he was going to come up with some other options. And what we come up is those options of having ice and refrigeration at 10 o'clock, as opposed to allowing you to get to the, giving you a couple of more hours to get to where you need to take your stuff.
I would request to see the good science that put that, as I've heard discussed today, that determined that those 2 hours were critical to Vibrio. Nobody in the industry wants anybody to be sick. Once that happens, the media gets it. I mean, with the spinach thing, with everything, it's right there and it's in the forefront.
Jim, can you ask Rob maybe if there's any data on file that dates? I mean, I know everything is going to be dependent upon whether it's cloudy that day, whether you got a front coming through, whether it's 95 degrees outside, but there's got to be something that's determining that it really heats up between 10 and 12, which, other than anecdotal.
There is actual data there, and I mean, we realize that this year is the first shot at getting this thing working.
Right.
And what Rob, he's set in place a couple of studies with Tech where they're actually doing the temperature, daytime temperatures, to see how far we can slide off this 10 o'clock. But the critical place we are right now is that we're in that got to do something by 2008. We have to meet this 60% reduction as a nation. If the nation does not do that, which it is very likely we will not, and Virginia gets another case, then it will be shucking only in the summer. And what we are trying to do with this is to give us allow us to argue all our cases so that we do not get that second case.
Okay.
And I won't be argumentative, and I know y'all have been here a long time, and I won't.
You know what?
I've stated my concerns about
the
10 o'clock.
You've got every right to be argumentative, because you know what? It's new.
Well, it is.
It's not proven. But what it is the best shot from a scientific perspective that may not be practical or practical to the working waterman. And where those two converge is a very difficult point to get through. I understand. After 15 years here, I understand that point.
Well,
nothing else, I understand that. So
I appreciate
I know
that.
Where you're coming from.
If, in fact, this is the best we can do, then I would request that the commission follow the Code of Virginia. It's 28.2-530 under the taking of oysters, where it states it shall be unlawful for any person to take oysters either from public or private grounds on Sunday between sunrise and sunset. So in other words, sunrise you start, sunset you quit, and you can't work on Sunday. And it has always been that way. The code book I looked in was updated.
In other words, regardless of when you leave the dock.
The law was put in place, so if you had to run an hour, you know, you could leave an hour. If you had to run 30 minutes, you left 30 minutes. Or if you got there before sunrise, you sat there and drank a cup of coffee. But at sunrise, you went to work. Your law enforcement experience, it ought to, I mean, I know it does. You and I have discussed this problem that we've had before. But if you put somebody to work before daylight, there are no controls. Law enforcement's best efforts will not be able to stop it. They'll be working on anybody that owns a piece of ground joining the public will be working on it. You can go right there and dredge by 40 or 50 bushels, go in your ground and cull it off. It's a thief's dream to send them out there to work before daylight. It's a burden on the private sector and also allows people to work above the condemnation line, which then subverts what we're trying to do, is get the polluted oysters or the bad oysters from being put on the market. And if you let people work in the dark, unfortunately, that's what you're going to have. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? John D. Maria. Come forward, sir.
Admire y'all being able to do this once a month.
We love it.
I guess. It's a long, long day. And I'd like to thank you all for allowing me to speak again. And some time ago, I came in here and I gave you all a sample of some oysters with the mussels on it. I left the cocktail sauce out. So you could see what we're up against. Some of us are catching oysters. Over half of what's out there, we've got to break off, and it just takes so much time. And the boats that I had working were working till 1 o'clock every day, and then half of what they brought in, we would take and put back overboard on our ground, because if you have room on a small boat for a couple of people to cull the oysters, you can't carry six people out there on the boat to cull, so they would finish culling them off at my shop. So, at last meeting, I had a chance to provide you all with a bar chart showing what my productivity from my company is selling oysters on a monthly basis. And if you recall, it was like a volcano. My production just went up tremendously. May, June, July, August, and September. That's when we sold all our oysters because all the public places were closed. Nobody had any. And, you know, I just didn't put every boat that I had out that could get in there in the summertime. I wanted to be able to supply people on a consistent basis. And I'd like to thank you very much for that last meeting, because as a result of the question that you asked one of the staff over here, you were concerned about the oysters that you had you wanted to be able to take up, and 3 or 4 days just wasn't enough. And you asked, is it critical that this closure start on May 1st, or could it be May 15th? And you were told no, and that's the reason we got that extra 15 days. As a result of that kind gesture on your part, I had an additional $5,000 worth of oyster sales up until the 14th. And since the 15th, I have not been able to get a fisherman to work for me. So talking about dire consequences, my tremendous sales that I experience every summer selling oysters has gone to zilch. Okay.
John, can I ask you this?
Yeah.
I understand that you're talking to the commission.
Mm-hmm.
These are health regulations that we're being forced to implement. Craft, do the best we can and implement. I just want to make sure that you've discussed these concerns as vocally with the Virginia Department of Health as you have with us pertaining to, and you're the good points, loss of productivity, loss of sales, and things like that. I just want to make sure that they understand in the same vein that we do your concerns.
Absolutely. Okay. I've discussed it with them, and you're absolutely right. I understand how significant Vibrio is. And you're absolutely right, and I remember from our last meeting when you said that to me, and I still understand that, and I know it's critical.
I didn't remember if I said it that
way. I know it's critical, and the issue is that we were able to modify the initiation of this emergency regulation 15 days later because it wasn't that critical. And I'm just wondering, you know, this is having dire consequences on people that oyster for a living. I went to college on a football scholarship. I didn't even care about what I learned in college much because I knew I was going to be in the oyster business. My family has been in the oyster business since the Civil War.
I thought you could tell me you could be in
the
NFL.
Since the Civil War, okay? Since the Civil War, and that's what we've done. And I've been very successful with, and I did just as good in the oyster business as I could have done as I've been in any other kind of business. And I'm very glad that I did that. But I just don't know that all the issues are being addressed in this regulation that we're being given. I frankly think that maybe what you're saying is that maybe next year we can reduce it through some studies. But, you know, they're requiring us to put an awning on the boat, which makes very, very good sense. That in itself has a tremendous impact on the quality of the oysters within the confines of the boat because of the oysters being in the shade. And so that helps some. You know, I know putting oysters on ice is going to be wonderful too, but that's a whole different situation because some of these places that oysters exist are in such shallow bottom that big boats can't go in there. The big boats just have enough room for a couple of people to cull oysters, much less having big vats to have ice in it. They just don't have the capability. I'm not asking you to make any kind of decision that's going to be detrimental to anybody's health. Our oysters have been harvested in Virginia for hundreds of years. I know that there's a problem, but to sit there and go from the rule that allowed us to harvest from sunup to sundown to where we can only harvest till effectively 8:30 or so because it takes 30 or 40 minutes to get to the dock and then you have to get them to the place that they're under refrigeration, that may could be adjusted a little bit to kind of help us out. I'm not suggesting that you do anything that's going to hurt anybody. I mean, we all have to live.
I understand.
You know, but this is very, very dire. I've got a couple thousand acres of oyster ground myself. I've put hundreds of thousands of dollars in investments in it. There's plenty of records that you have over here that can substantiate what I've said. And that's what I do. I'm in the oyster business, and we virtually have been just, the fishermen can't work. They can't go out there and catch them for me under the circumstances that I have because my product is covered with mussels. They can't put refrigeration on the boat to take care of 20 bushels, and then when they put them in there, they've got 10 bushels left because there's no room on their boat.
Okay. Jim, if you would, once again, convey to Rob our concerns. I mean, they are they're continuing concerns, and they're not – It's not like beating the same old drum out, but they're I mean, when you look at the window that's involved, I don't use the term onerous very often, but it's getting pretty darn difficult to achieve the impossible.
Well, that's just, states like the Gulf of Mexico that have a much higher harvest than we do are in the same boat.
What are they doing down there?
Their fishermen are shucking only. Yeah, but they come tagged for shucking only.
Yeah.
Or they have gone to refrigeration on the boats, or they have invested in the post-harvest treatment that our industry has not had the product to go there. I mean, we have one person for the whole state that's been certified for that.
Okay.
But they have a number.
Just please maintain, because it is concerning to me, and I know it's concerning to the members of the commission, it's a damn if you do, damn if you don't. It's the bottom line is you try to do your best, but at the same time,
I wish we could talk to Congress and the FDA because, I mean, that two cases is such a high bar that it is almost an impossible.
Well, talk to somebody in Kansas that cares about that. Mr. Hazelwood, thank you. If you would, Jim, all kidding aside, just... Yes, sir.
Bowman, members of the commission, my name is Thomas Hazelwood. I live in Suffolk, Virginia, and I'm speaking on my own behalf as a leaseholder. I've had quite a bit of experience in archering in years past, and I want to make reference specifically to that section of the law that my friend Robbie mentioned, 28.2-530, which states that there will be no dredging of oysters between sunset and sunrise. And I was most disappointed to hear Dr. Wesson say that's not upheld at this time. And I'm wondering, can you make a regulation that supersedes the state code? I guess this should be put to your attorney.
I just asked my attorney there, I got to ask the question.
And if it isn't, I would just simply say that I would ask that you enforce the law as it is now stated. And thank you all.
Thank you. Did that slip by us, Jim? Or Jack?
We had interpreted 507 as given the commission.
Is that the health section?
No.
It goes with health?
No, that's setting seasons and regulations and things like that for forestry.
I think the Code of Virginia has already set it for us to... This late day. I'll defer to counsel. Why am I turning the pages? You look at a call.
Five thirty does address the issue as to when dredging is precluded, which is from sunset to sunrise.
Correct. Look at the other.
But I'm not sure that the regulation is inconsistent with that. I don't see the regulation says that you can.
Look at section 507. We have always interpreted 507 as giving the commission fairly broad, general regulatory authority to take action to alter things that are in the code, and it's been used on a variety of occasions, as Jim has said. You know, different time limits for Tangier and in the northern areas from time to time. If the commission wishes to change that interpretation, then we'd have to change the proposed regulation.
Well, does the proposed regulation change the time of when you can harvest oysters?
It doesn't speak to it. It says you can leave the dock.
That's right. So it's not inconsistent with 530.
And it says you cannot leave the dock an hour before, no earlier than an hour before.
Right.
That was a concern of law enforcement. We don't want people leaving the dock at 2 a.m. and who knows what they're doing out there in the dark.
Well, that's not inconsistent with the prohibition of 5:30. So I'm not sure that I see the problem.
Okay. I don't see the problem. Somebody's saying that.
So the regulation says you cannot leave the dock before an hour before sunrise. The code says you can't harvest oysters until sunrise. So you get out there, you got to wait until sunrise.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, in other words, as long as law enforcement is clear with the interpretation, that 5:30, I mean, one says when the boat can leave, one says when you can harvest.
That's right.
Colonel, do you understand those two aspects? 507, 5:30, one says when the boat can leave the dock, one says when you can actively harvest?
Yeah.
Make sure that the officers that are doing that understand that, because I'll be quite honest with you, I was a little confused with it as well. So, but that doesn't necessarily mean everybody else is. Thank you. Point well made.
Can I say one more thing?
You did, yeah, absolutely. No, you don't.
I appreciate the situation that you gentlemen find yourself in. I think the state's health department always dumps any type of condemnation orders and the regulation of it and the doing of it off on the commission. If they had to bear the brunt of it, I don't think they'd be so quick to be knocking people off at 8 o'clock.
We could lunch talk about that one day.
I do appreciate your position.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I guess we've got a public hearing is now closed. Item 16, request to incorporate April emergency amendments that establish the warm water shellfish harvest restrictions to promote public health as permanent parts of Regulation 4 VAC 20-7, 20-10, the matters before the commission.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Robbins. Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Next item.